Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump has moved to bar travelers and immigrants from countries he sees as security risks. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs is following this at the White House.
President Trump is instituting a new travel ban, fully restricting entry into the United States for citizens from a dozen countries, citing national security risks. The ban includes foreign nationals from Iran, Haiti, and Somalia, but will allow for some exceptions. A proclamation signed by the president on Wednesday evening partially restricts entry for foreign nationals from seven countries, including Venezuela, Cuba, and Sierra Leone. The new policy takes effect at 12:01 a.m. on Monday.
Two Chinese scientists are accused of trying to smuggle toxic fungus into the United States, and correspondent Scott McFarland reports one of them is in custody.
There's going to be a court hearing tomorrow in Detroit where the feds are going to argue that Yongyang Zhang should be held in jail pending trial. They do not have in custody Zhongyang Lu. They are boyfriend, girlfriend. They're both researchers of fungus and molds.
According to charging documents, Lu told customs officers he was trying to continue his research with the strains at the University of Michigan lab that Zhang worked in. The search continues for Travis Decker, wanted by police in Wenatchee, Washington, for allegedly kidnapping and murdering his three young daughters. The Chelan County Sheriff's Office says it believes it's getting closer to finding him as the manhunt expands its reach. The FBI and U.S. Border Patrol are assisting. A federal judge in Colorado temporarily blocked immigration officials from removing from the country or the state the family of the man charged in Sunday's attack in Boulder. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is there.
Solomon's wife and five children are in ICE custody in a facility in Texas. Now, the Trump administration says the family came in 2022 on a visa, then claimed asylum. DHS says they overstayed their visa. Now, an attorney for the family filed a petition so they would not get immediately deported, and a Colorado judge agreed with them.
The family of Sarah Milgram, one of two Israeli embassy staffers shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. last month, is remembering her as courageous and striving for peace.
The accused killer of Sarah and her boyfriend shouted "Free Palestine" as he was detained. Nancy Milgram tells CBS News her daughter was trying to help Palestinians.
Finding a way for everyone to live together peacefully.
Sarah's father, Robert.
She was a stronger person than I ever was.
Her brother Jacob says her death was senseless.
Taking my sister from me, it's not going to accomplish anything.
The alleged killer has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions.
Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all online. No one to deal with in person. And Bills Happen does not charge you any fees to use our service. It's easy. When you need a lender, just remember, when Bills Happen, go to BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com for the cash you need now. BillsHappen.com.
Allison Keyes reports Tulsa's new mayor is offering help for the descendants of the 1921 race massacre there.
Seth Bryan's great-grandfather, A.J. Smitherman, was one of the founding fathers of what's known as Black Wall Street and is thanking Mayor Monroe Nichols.
He's pushed forward something that's been so long overdue and so important.
At least 300 people died during the attack by some 10,000 whites between May 31st and June 1st, and witnesses reported that bombs were dropped as the 35 blocks of the historic black neighborhood known as Greenwood was destroyed. The Justice Department calls it a coordinated military attack. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Former White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has left the Democratic Party. She has a book out this fall that promises a close look at President Biden's decision not to run for re-election. The publisher says Jean-Pierre has switched her affiliation from Democratic to Independent after working in two Democratic White House administrations. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Poor air quality in the overnight and into the early half of Thursday, thanks to areas of smoke out there, mostly cloudy, patchy fog, lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, we'll see smoke early, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
for me.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. But I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a believer.
I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination
such such number, no such soul.
Sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I can't imagine
need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up the fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Just need help, girl. Well,
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
keep a telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room in up for two up on the roof.
I still love her so.
Just remember, she said that to me.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal judge has halted plans to deport the family of Mohammed Sabri Solomon, the suspect in Sunday's anti-Semitic attack on a group in Boulder, Colorado. CBS's Anna Schechter tells us Solomon is expected in state court Thursday.
Per the presiding judge, there are specific orders regarding video, and court officials are urging the members of the public to stream it online rather than try to attend in person. They're concerned about space in the courtroom.
In Washington state, law enforcement is pulling in resources from helicopters and drones to FBI behavior analysts as the manhunt continues for Travis Decker of Wenatchee. He's wanted for the kidnapping and murders of his three young daughters. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison provided a late update.
Not much to go off of. We have been following leads thanks to the FBI and the analysis team that has been going out, processing social media leads throughout the nation, not just here locally. Following up those leads, we've been assigning detectives, marshal services, representatives to go out and do interviews.
It was a good night for the Edmonton Oilers as they played the defending champion Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final rematch. The Call on NHL on TNT.
Here's